Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for May 14, 2026. Let's start with the markets. Tesla shares surged more than 11% today, closing at $445.27. That's a gain of over $46 on the day, putting Tesla firmly back in bullish territory as investor sentiment improves. In energy storage news, BYD has officially surpassed Tesla as the world's top energy storage deployer. According to the latest BESS benchmark report, BYD deployed more capacity than any other company globally in 2025. Tesla, which once dominated this space, has now slipped to second place. This is a significant shift in the clean energy storage race, and it underscores just how competitive the battery market has become. In product news, Tesla has quietly moved basic autopilot features behind its full self-driving paywall in some markets. Starting this week in the Netherlands, features like traffic-aware cruise control and lane-keeping assist are no longer included with the base vehicle. Instead, they now require an active FSD subscription or purchase. The move has sparked backlash from owners who say these are basic safety features, not premium add-ons. On the infrastructure front, Tesla has finally launched its long-awaited supercharger virtual queue pilot at 5 locations. After months of reports about fights breaking out at popular supercharger stalls, Tesla is testing an app-based reservation system that lets drivers hold their place in line digitally. If the pilot succeeds, it could roll out to hundreds of locations nationwide. And in Berlin, Tesla announced a $250 million expansion of its battery cell manufacturing facility. The investment will boost Giga Berlin's cell production capacity to 18 gigawatt-hours, making it one of the largest such facilities in Europe. The move is seen as part of Tesla's broader push to vertically integrate its supply chain and reduce dependence on external suppliers. Looking at the bigger picture, a new analysis out this week argues that Tesla Robotaxi's real challenge is not convenience, but safety. Critics say the company is using smoothness and rider comfort as a distraction from deeper issues with its autonomous systems. The piece argues that true autonomous safety benchmarking requires a higher bar than what Robotaxi currently clears. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.